Hey, Tony, how are you, man? Thank you for taking the time to hop on.
You got it. Hectic day, but happy to talk to Pacers.
Absolutely. Well, we heard this coming down the pipe over the past 24 to 48 hours. Pascal Siakam has been rumored to be traded for the past several years. What are your initial reactions when the trade went down?
Yeah, it was not super surprising. You know, the first time I heard that Siakam would be available potentially to the Pacers was actually back in Summer League last July. So in terms of surprise about a trade actually happening, none of that for me, but the way it was done, the price, all that stuff was very fascinating, right? Three first-round picks, like you said earlier, quite the commitment from the Pacers and certainly an endorsement on their end that they believe perhaps they can keep him long-term, even beyond this season. And this Pacers team has needed forwards for forever, right? Absolutely lacking forward depth. They've been trying some threes at the power forward spot, like Gary Neesmith, who's 6'5". They've been trying some centers at the power forward spot. They just haven't had anybody for really 4 years now. So to lock up one of the premier talents in the league at that spot is very significant for a team on the rise that has Tyrese Haliburton in the way.
Yeah, Tyrese Haliburton, we know he's out with that hamstring injury. What's the status? What's the latest with him?
Yeah, he's when they announced it, that is a grade one strain. Haliburton was thrilled, right? He wasn't sure how bad it would be or if it would be something super long-term. And something like that, usually like 2 weeks, maybe a little over that for NBA players. Pacers currently on a road trip. And Haliburton actually went with the team, even though he's not playing, just because he could be with the team physicians, with the physical therapists, so that he could get the treatment on the road, be with his team, which, you know, if it was really serious and you know, he needed some specialized treatment or needed to see what had stayed back. So I think that is important to the Pacers that he could have done that and shows kind of that it's not going to be a significantly long thing. Perhaps he could be reevaluated as soon as they come back and his return could come soon after. They've got three more games on their current road trip tomorrow in Sacramento is the first one of those, but they've been okay without him. They won in Atlanta. They beat the Wizards, who just completely stink. But I think they're hoping to be back maybe close to the end of the month. He'll be reevaluated at the end of their current trip.
Okay, great. Tony East is joining us, covers the Indiana Pacers for WTHR.com as well as Forbes. You know, I was even looking towards the NBA All-Star game. We know that's going to take place in Indianapolis. It takes place, goes down, I should say, on February 18th. And we know that's pretty much I don't want to say a coming out party, but it's a showcase really a lot for him. He's going to be a centerpiece. Yeah. So you think he'll be all set and ready to go by then?
Yeah, I would imagine so. They play the Sacramento Kings in early February, February 2nd here in Indy, and, you know, guys love going against their former team.
Revenge.
Away. So I think he's going to be, if he can be, I think he's going to be ready for that one. But, yeah, I mean, it's a huge deal to be able to be an all-star in your city and even potentially a starter. He has the second most votes, the fan votes, of any guard in the league behind anybody except for Luka. He's got more than Steph, at least because of the last round of voting, which is just crazy to see given those players' popularity. And he's earned it. He's been fantastic. He's been fun to watch. He got him the in-season tournament finals. It's just in a market like Indiana to see something like that is crazy. So, yeah, it could be a coming-out kind of party deal. You know, that was thinking that it would be a big deal for, you know, like Donovan Mitchell in Utah, but then they traded him before it. And Cleveland had that kind of deal with Donovan Mitchell, funnily enough, and Darius Garland. So, like, it can be a huge deal to have that in your city, to have that coming-out party be in your backyard. And I think that's a big opportunity for Haliburton, something he's looking forward to this year.
And Tony East is joining us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Good to know that Tyrese Haliburton will be back sooner than later, hopefully. And when you look at the way the team is currently constructed, having Haliburton and Hield shooting and Pascal Siakam running and Miles Turner, he's pretty up and down himself. This is already a team in the Pacers that leads the NBA in scoring. Are they going to now inch that forward? Like, how much more can they do out there?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to imagine what better would look like. I mean, Siakam is more efficient than some of their options at the four, so that could make their offense even better somehow, which is hard to imagine. I think that he'll actually help them on defense more than offense, funnily enough. Like, they're a consistent second scorer in a way that they don't have. They have a bunch of guys who can be that. Benedict Mathurin, Miles Turner, Aaron Nesmith, Buddy Hield, they've all done it at times this season, and that's when and they're all good players. But Siakam can do it almost every night, if not every night, which I think is a pretty big deal for this Indiana team to have that sort of consistency. So I think he'll make their offense at their peak more often, I'd say, is how I would describe his impact on that end. But they just have – they can't guard big force. You know, all these guys have huge nights against them. Aaron Gordon puts up 20-10 every time they play. Harrison Barnes has big games against them. Gordon Hayward, right? Obviously, the star do well against everybody, but the Pacers haven't had answers for that kind of player, that size of player, for years. And I think Siakam, just by naturally being that size and being pretty mobile, with Pacers a ton on that end of the floor. And you know, I think their offense will be a little better, but I think it's actually their defense that has been, quite frankly, horrible this season. Well, we'll be a little bit better with him in the mix.
Well, we know in the Eastern Conference there are a lot of big forwards that are going to be opposing Pascal Siakam, and he's certainly going to help out, to your point, whether it's someone like a Tatum or you look at a Giannis Antetokounmpo. You know, I'm sure Siakam is going to be tasked with going out there and try to put the paws on them. When you look at the other teams in the East, have the Indiana Pacers, in your opinion, elevated themselves, you know, up to some of these other squads in their level?
Yeah, nobody can really stop Giannis or Tatum, but at least Siakam can make them work for it, right, have less energy for a 48-minute game. And you know, the Pacers are in a tight race in that, you know, 4-8-ish in the East right now with the Cavs, the Magic, the Knicks, who are on fire in the Heat. And they're currently 6th right now. So separating themselves from that group in any way would be significant, because if you're 6th, you're in the playoffs. If you're 7th, you're in the play-in, and it's just a little bit tougher, a little bit riskier getting into the playoffs itself. And I think they can separate from that group. The Cavs have won 5 in a row. They're on fire. So they might be tough to catch. The Knicks are obviously better after getting in an OB. The Heat somehow win. You and I can play for the Heat and they would win games somehow. But you know, if the Pacers now with Siakam can eke out some wins and stay ahead of two teams in that group, you know, it's huge for their long-term outlook to maybe be, one, a postseason team, and two, a team that maybe can win a round or at least can put up some fight that was unexpected, right? They have some inexperienced young guys on their team. Tyrese Haliburton never played a playoff game, right? So it's hard to know what they're going to look like when the postseason comes. Now they have Siakam, who's won a title as a premier option for the Raptors, that can really help them in that setting and can help them get there in the first place. So I think they've elevated themselves enough to hopefully separate, they'll think, at least in that 4-8 group. But after that, they've got to make some noise if they want to win a round, because the top three is still looking tough.
Tony East is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. What is the sentiment among Pacers fans that you've, I guess, heard on the radio, that you've seen on social media, especially knowing that Siakam is in the last year of his deal and that there were 3 first-rounders given up?
Yeah, it's you know, both scary and exciting if you're a fan of the team. The exciting part is that Pascal Siakam will be on the Pacers, right? That's a huge deal. He's a terrific player, and you always hope to have those on your team as a fan. And the Pacers kept all their young guys. I think that's another thing fans are excited about, to see, you know, Jairus Walker, Benedict Mather, and Andrew Nembhard. They're all still on the Pacers, right? So they have young talent to still develop, even though they don't have as many draft picks going forward. But, of course, that's the scary part, right, is they've got to keep him now. They've got to be willing to pay him. They're going to be willing to pay him what it takes to keep him, because otherwise this is a very risky trade going forward. And the Sixers are sitting out there with cap space this summer. Maybe they could be aggressive and trying to get Siakam. So it might take a pretty penny to keep him. That's the next step for the Pacers, is figuring that out. Is it worth it? That, of course, will make fans nervous. But if you get Pascal Siakam and you can keep him for multiple years, you got to do it. And that's the Pacers' hope, certainly.
Yeah, congratulations to the Pacers. I think they have improved as a team. And I just hope that they stay healthy. I'd love to see how they battle some of the more established teams in the East. Hey, Tony, where can people follow you and keep up with all of your work?
Yep. I'm on Twitter or whatever, X, at Tony R. East, and all my socials and places I write can be found right in my bio on there. And I have a podcast called Locked On Pacers that comes out every single day about this team if you want to hear more about this trade.
Well, thank you so much, Tony. Appreciate it, and have a good time. Hey, what are your plans for All-Star? What are you going to be doing besides running around like a crazy person, probably?
Yeah, I'm going to try to go to every event I can. The two arenas everything's in are only like a mile apart, so I think it'll be possible. Maybe I'm going to try to be one of those people that holds the celebrity seat until they show up, right, just so I can sit with all the celebs and feel cool for a couple of minutes before I actually work.
So you're going to do the celebrity game in Indiana, and then you're going to go – wait, the celebrity game, is that before or after? What are they doing this year? Are we doing Rising Stars, USA versus the – what are we doing this year?
Yeah, they're doing the celeb game with captains that are social media people. I don't know who they are.
It's okay.
I guess they're involved in it. And, yeah, they're still doing Rising Stars. They're doing that G League All-Star game now, too. And then the actual All-Star game is back to East versus West, which I think is cool. If I could make them make one more change, it would be that the guys get to wear their own team's jersey. I think that's always, that was a really cool thing they did in the past, but they're not going back to that.
Yeah, that'll confuse the hell out of me. The last time I can visually remember that was Madison Square Garden in, like, I don't know, 96, 98, whatever year they did not have a dunk contest is the last time.
I can't remember. I remember, like, Allen Iverson in his Sixers jersey going out in the All-Star game. Like, that just looks cool, but they need to bring that back.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe they can also change the name on the in-season tournament. They got a list. Tony, appreciate you, man. Have a good time out there, okay? Well, let's get you back on when the All-Star game swings around.
You got it. Thanks for having me.